So sorry about that. We are recording the podcast a little bit earlier due to all of us being quarantined. And I still get some work calls at this time of night, so that's my bad.
It's all good.
If it wasn't somebody who never calls me, I would have. I was like, oh, this guy fucking never calls. I gotta pick that up.
It's gotta be important.
Yeah, if you call once a month and I don't pick up, it's like, ugh.
Yeah,
that guy's gonna think I suck.
I mean, you do,
clearly you do.
Did you hear that phone call? It's fucking crisp, professional. Guy got the answer he wanted, and he's off the phone.
There you go. He knew what was up.
I zoned out.
Yeah. Of course you did. Serious work getting done, Jay. Yeah. Obviously, you would zone out for that type of thing.
Of course.
Yeah, it's not like multiplication tables.
That's a third grade standard, Dave. I implore you to read the New Jersey State Core Standards.
I would rather not. I did my multiplication tables. Thanks.
Done and dusted.
I don't need to refamiliarize myself with that bullshit. Whatever. The battle, the war of 1812. I don't need to know when that took place. I already did that. Okay? All right.
Man.
Dave. Quickly forgetting history.
The joke, Jay. Obviously, I know it took place in the 1800s sometime. How you guys doing?
Doing all right.
Questioning our public education system.
Well, when I found out you were working there, Jay, I began questioning as well.
Teed that up.
Lay it right?
No, Jay's on the
right over, the middle of the plate for Dave.
Bang! Yep. You're welcome.
Brandon, when a pitch goes right over the middle of the plate,
shut up.
It's generally a good pitch to swing away at.
I do understand baseball.
Which actually would result in a home run.
It was fair that you thought you might have to explain that. That was actually...
He does understand baseball. That's actually
baseball. You do. Is that your favorite sport, would you have to say, Brandon?
Out of all the sports that I don't like? Yeah, definitely.
What if I said right through the middle of the uprights? What would I be implying?
What sport
football?
Is that?
Okay. It is football. What does it mean?
Right through the middle of the goalposts.
Why would I use that?
As like a home run. I don't know.
More or less the same meaning.
On target.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like
it's good. You score.
Perfect.
It was wow. Perfect. Perfect. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Spot on.
See, I'm not stupid. I just don't know.
No one said you were stupid, Brandon. Just ignorant. Those are different things.
Those are totally different
things. You're just ignorant of sports.
Yes.
And other things, but not stupid. That would be. I wouldn't say you're stupid. No.
They should be explained to me. I just got to be like, oh, sports context. Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
There's scores and players.
Look, we were talking about snooker before. It all made sense to me as soon as Jay said it.
Well, I've
very
heard
good
of
at explaining
seen,
sports.
I've seen snooker.
And I don't think I've ever actually literally seen snooker.
Like I've seen like clips from British
TV. I'm surprised you never played it. It seems like something your dad would like. Guarantee if you asked your dad about it,
he
played your dad, he'd like beat us like. He's weird like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got weird game skills.
Like, oh, it's that game where you toss big poles. It originated in Norway.
The caber toss?
Like, yeah, we used to do that on Staten Island. Like.
And I'm the world record holder in it, surprisingly.
Yeah. Probably not the world, probably just Staten Island. They didn't get off the island back in those days. They wouldn't have competed with the rest of the world. No one comes to the island to compete with them either. It's just how it works.
They didn't let them leave.
You had to have a separate passport.
Just fair. Have you Staten ever been Island. There? I mean, you've been there, but oof.
Right. It's true.
It's a bit true.
It is. So yeah, Brandon, how are you, Brandon?
I'm hanging in there, man. I'm all right.
Hold on. I just heard this today. Are we supposed to get more money? Didn't they pass the Heroes thing?
I didn't think that was in the Heroes Act.
I thought we were getting more cash.
Probably not, because the government fucking hates you.
Okay. I don't know what's in it. I heard that it passed. At least I think I heard that it passed.
Whatever was in the CARES Act passed the House. It hasn't passed the Senate yet.
Oh, really?
I believe, unless that just happened today. But I thought McConnell put the Senate on recess at the end of last week for like a couple weeks because he's a ghoul. Mm.
I listen to stuff while I'm working, so sometimes I go in and out. And I heard something about something passing. Maybe it did only pass in the House.
Yeah.
I don't know. But either way, I thought we're supposed to be getting more checks.
I don't think maybe an additional $1,200 was in the CARES Act or the Heroes Act rather. I don't know.
Once you're giving people $600 a week, $1,200 seems like chump change. Well, I mean, I'm already making $600 a week of government money. $1,200 payment. That's
what are
bullshit.
You making $600 a week?
Throw that
from?
Back into. Well, I'm not me personally.
I was gonna say,
if I were a person who was making $600 a week. on top of my unemployment, and somebody was like, I'll send you a $1,200 check too. I'd be like, keep the check.
Yeah.
That's chump change.
I feel like
for,
the check really helps people who are furloughed. I think that that's because if you were laid off, you're getting your unemployment. If you were furloughed, you can't collect unemployment. So
that's
like
not true.
If you're furloughed, like for 80% of your time. If you're still
wait, hold on. What do you mean? For if you're when I say furloughed, what I'm saying is a layoff is when you're firing. We all know what firing is. You suck. You lose your job. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Layoff is you lose your job, but it's not through fault of your own. It's basically through circumstances of the company that could not have been controlled. Right. But you're not expected to come back. A furlough is a layoff with the potential that you will be brought back.
Right, but I thought furlough also referred to like if you're 80%, like if you're working.
That's like reduced hours?
Is that just what it is?
I don't know if that would technically be a furlough. I could
so
be
wrong.
So
that's what I meant, then. That's what I meant.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I thought for some reason it was furlough. I could, I don't know.
That's an interesting situation, too. Or like my mom's in that situation. She's working like reduced pay.
Or gig workers.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually gig workers
gig
are
workers
covered.
Qualify for unemployment now.
It's Comrade Sanders.
Yeah. The $600 a week they should be getting also. Yeah. Yeah. Self-employed people qualify. I think we talked about this before. Yeah. But self-employed people qualify. Now, which is, I think, the first time that that's ever been the case, which is crazy. I might try to get me some self-employment money.
Do it.
I haven't looked into it. I haven't
had
time.
Taxes.
Besides, I really, but I don't, like, need it. Like, between the unemployment that's coming into our household and me still being working, I don't, like, need, so I'm not going to go out of my way to, like, get money that, first of all, it's probably a pain in the balls. I can't imagine filing for self-employment. Unemployment.
Yeah, apparently it's just the hoops are nuts.
Like, yeah,
I don't. I mean, I guess we could ask, but I've heard from stories the hoops are just insane.
Well, for a self-employed person, I can't imagine what you have records for.
Right?
Like, I have records, but like, they're all like, if you ask me to produce everything all at once, I'd be like, oh fuck, like,
yeah,
that's at least three different Manila folders that I got to go through of different shit. And that's just for like very small like side gig type business shit. I'm not like self-employed like a lot of people are like self-employed like
right.
That's their primary source of income. But yeah, it's apparently I guess it's really difficult to do. So I'm not gonna even bother looking into it unless I really need to. I guess it's good to know it's there. But yeah, Christine hasn't had any problem with the unemployment system so far. Good. I guess, I don't know if she's just been lucky or diligent, but she files, they pay her.
I know, because it's all statewide. Certain states are, like, Florida is a train wreck. Was it Washington, I think, is another one that was a train wreck?
That makes sense.
There was one state that was trying to kick everybody off of unemployment, and then someone hacked into the unemployment database. And then they said, okay, we can't do that now because now we don't know what anything is. Yeah.
Wow. Oh!
Just a hero. Just a straight hero.
Wow, what a mad
lad. He just fight clubbed the whole thing. What was that thing at the end? Project Mayhem. Project Mayhem.
What a hero.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's
so
great. How would they kick people off unemployment if they qualify for unemployment? I mean, I know the states do it, but isn't it federally mandated? Like it's an unemployment.
I have to look back at the story.
Interesting. In my head, but a lot of weird shit going on, right? Like it's you can't even keep up with all the stuff because you'd have to like state by state and what's this doing and what's that doing. It's impossible to keep up with everything that's going on right now. But what I do know is that Nancy Pelosi called Donald Trump fat, and I'm
the Mick resistance.
Very, very upset by that. I find it very offensive. Wow. I can't believe someone would say that.
All right, so
like
there's
that,
two
to another person.
I can't either.
Seems
like,
very rude.
That seems so unfair. Especially leveled at somebody like Donald Trump.
A nice
Trump.
Person like Donald Trump.
That seems
right?
really
literally,
unfair.
Completely
literally
one-sided.
Retreated. The only good liberal is a dead liberal today.
Oh, yeah.
Really
yeah.
horribly
really?
Unfair.
Yes, he did.
No, that's
he's
not,
in a, he's
that's
where have you been? He's in a big pissing match with Twitter. He's
there's
probably
so much news that we have to fill
and then
you
we're
going
to go to war.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably what's going to happen.
See, a lot of Donald Trump's tweets I do think are hilarious, but that's not funny. That's just stupid.
No, that's a fucking call to arms by the president to kill liberals. Like, that's it.
I don't know if it's that drastic, but it's certainly it's
to
irresponsible
certain,
and it's
to certain people it will be interpreted as that drastic. To
right.
our, especially you're to our friends with 3 stars in their username who are Epstein defenders.
Wow. I mean they're not my friends. I don't know what you're talking about.
And QAnoners. That's QAnon people.
It is QAnon. Yeah,
oh, they have three so is that a QAnon
thing.
Symbol?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you have 3 stars in your name, you are a QAnoner.
Just
Twitter.
For somebody else's reference, where do the 3 stars go? Is it the front, the back? You put them in the middle?
I think it can go anywhere.
Okay.
Because I've seen where like there's three on one
Dave,
side, three on the other
stop.
Side.
Stop, Dave.
Wait, I could have 6 stars?
You could have 6 stars.
Does that mean I'm a more important QAnoner?
Well, it's because you're an Epstein defender, and that's the age of the victims
wait,
he trafficked
on.
In.
What is an Epstein defender?
Oh, just like an Epstein defender is someone who defends Jeffrey Epstein.
Someone who's like, Epstein didn't do it?
So when you see like those symbols on Twitter.
No, I think, I don't even know. I've not heard
of
many
like a friend
Epstein
of
defender.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Wait.
Supports what Jeffrey Epstein did.
Oh, they're like pro...
They're pro-Epstein.
Like sex trafficking child whatever
that's
was occurring.
Whenever you see 3 stars on Twitter, it doesn't mean QAnon. Forget what I just said.
I see.
It means, and you should ask them why, they are an Epstein supporter. And you should always point out...
I knew that couldn't be a real thing. I was like, who's an Epstein
Yeah, I was like,
supporter?
I've never run into
that's more ridiculous than
people,
being a flat earther.
A lot of people
that's
on Twitter,
nuts.
Apparently.
Nuts.
A lot of people
that's,
on Twitter.
That's crazy.
And they definitely are very understanding and would love to explain their views as to why they support Epstein.
They seem really tolerant.
Yeah, if you ask them why, you should always ask them why and point out to other people who are confused by the 3 stars that it means they're Epstein supporters.
Well, I mean, now that you say it like that, when you get me thinking that really what did Epstein do other than just fly people from one place to another
he
place?
He was providing a service, right?
Right, exactly.
Engaging in the free marketplace of... sex trend.
So the 3 stars go at the beginning and the end.
Yes, Dave.
Okay, cool. Got it.
I don't want to be on this podcast.
Told you we needed to check his YouTube algorithm last week.
All I said was that Nancy Pelosi called Donald Trump fat.
The only thing you've seen this week?
And Jay brought up the rest of that. Nothing
that's
to do with
the
me.
The only thing you've seen this week.
First of all.
No, I just heard it.
the Nancy Pelosi thing is fucking
I thought
ridiculous.
It was hysterical because exactly what Jay said, the Mick resistance, where you're going to call somebody fat, which is childish and silly, but like you're also going to pass their bills and support their agendas and give them more cash to do whatever they want. No, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But you call them fat, so we're fighting back. I thought you would have liked that because you know the DNC's got some teeth.
Jay's all about civility.
Fight back.
Jay's all about civility.
All about
where's civility?
Civility politics.
I'm sure he is.
So
Jay, I know.
I would love if she coupled that with some bold legislative action, like you said, not passing any of his bullshit.
Yeah.
Like if you could do that and clap back. Because it was like when you objectively look at it, when she delivered it, it's like that Lucille Bluth delivery.
Yeah.
From she really the follow up with the doo doo on his pants or whatever was fucking dumb. Yeah. So, but the
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, that's what she said the next day. It was fucking stupid. Good but job. The actual delivery of like morbidly obese, comedically was actually very funny.
Yeah, it seemed like Lucille Bluth.
Yeah. Sure. If you're into that type of thing, and she's a Lucille Bluth looking bitch.
She absolutely is.
She really is.
She's a spitting image.
But then you had people on so like my favorite thing was that like leftists who are just like ID Paul and like all this shit. Well, you're actually being ableist.
Dave doesn't know what
shaming.
ID Paul is, and I'm a little unclear as well.
Identity politics.
Identity politics, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're actually
do
fat
we have
shaming.
Just abbreviations for everything? Sorry, never mind. Go
yes,
ahead.
We do.
Yeah, dude, internet.
it's so lame. We all sound so lame.
We do.
By the way. Go on, Jay. I'm sorry.
I was in
so you had the Mick resistance, like, you know, side clapping.
Right.
You had the left, like me, who thought it was a good line, but like you said.
Toothless.
Toothless, because you're not pairing it with anything.
Right. Listen, as somebody who thinks Donald Trump is funny on occasion on Twitter, I can't knock Pelosi for getting in a jab against Trump. That's totally fair game. I just, if you're going to be like that, that person who complains about it and is going to rise above it, and then you do it, and then also you're like totally toothless. I'm like, it's a little bit.
And I'm all for kicking back. Like you need to. I think you need to.
Oh sure.
I think we go low, they go low, you go high is bullshit. You fucking kick right back at them. But like,
I disagree. I still think you should go high. But.
But you Then you had the left who was like, you're body shaming him. And it was almost like a reactionary thing.
No way like, somebody said that.
Because we hate Pelosi on the left, too. And so it was like, well, now you're just going after Pelosi because you hate Pelosi.
Well, first of all, it's entirely true. It's 100% body shaming.
Oh, it's 100% body shaming.
So if you're against body shaming in all ways, you should be against doing that to anyone, including Donald Trump. Now, that's the type of thing I don't take particularly seriously. So... frankly, it's all fair game, especially for the president. You got to be able to take a little bit of it's not like a high level jab. So I'm not like
it's still technically punching up in
sure,
my opinion.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. So even though she's the Speaker of the House, he's still up. It's still punching.
You're going to take some heat. And if you're a president like Donald Trump, you've brought a lot of that heat on yourself.
Oh, yeah. Whether deserved.
Absolutely. And listen, not to say that a lot of heat wasn't directed at him. And, you know, he's a counterpuncher. But. Again, if you're going to counterpunch, you have to expect counter punches.
Yeah.
So Sorry, it's all fair, but again, but it was silly. Like, what are you gonna?
Yeah,
that was the big thing we did. The opposition.
That's the opposition. That is the fat. Yeah, the Mick resistance.
Like, it's great that they said she was fat shaming him though. That's hilarious.
It's so funny. But that was the left being reactionary and being like, "Well, we hate Pelosi, so now we're going to pile on her."
Yeah. Well, that's why. Listen, man, the social justice comes around for us all at some point or another, no matter where, because no one's perfect. No, we've all literally done something you could get social justice-y about, especially if you live a public life.
Absolutely.
And if you want to use that as a weapon, you got to expect that weapon to be faced at like everybody, including you.
I mean, absolutely. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing you heard about this week?
Well, I heard about the Heroes thing. No, not much else.
I told you.
No,
this
I told
is not,
you.
I'm not trying to be condescending or anything.
No, go ahead. What did I miss?
Well, no, but like I told you why. Because you this is something that people are missing if they're not like actively looking for it. There's literally Minneapolis, Minnesota is literally burning to the ground right now.
What do you mean?
With riots.
Are you
you're for real?
Nope.
Okay, so there is a video of a cop, well, a fucking pig, murdering a unarmed man by crushing his neck with his knee. He had already been put in cuffs and was not resisting, and it was all filmed. And now the entire city of Minneapolis is rioting because these...
Oh, so this is like completely unrelated to Corona. I thought you were going to say this was like a Corona situation.
You probably have like the added fact that like people are... you got a 20% unemployment rate right now.
Right. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Right. So
people are... There has been civil unrest. Like this is...
Has this been covered by like mainstream media? Anybody?
Like a 3-minute segment
that's
on CNN.
Sick part.
And then Tucker Carlson used it to spew white nationalist talking points.
Well, it's less important than Nancy Pelosi calling the president fat.
Well, and that's the thing. So I was telling Brandon on the way
you
over.
You were right, yeah.
I was watching. There's a dude, Unicorn Riot is a great channel to check this out, or a great YouTube channel to check out, and Twitter feed to follow
for
this.
Support riots. Unicorn or otherwise.
So they're on the ground reporting, and they're live streaming everything, and they're interviewing people on the ground. And I'm watching that and like, dude, it's bad. Like the Target was lit, completely looted, multiple buildings were lit on fire and burned to the ground last night. So I was like, I wonder if CNN or anything else is covering.
This was last night?
This is last night and the night before and is continuing right now.
Oh, wow. Today is Thursday, 5/28, just in case you're following along.
Yeah.
So, I flipped on CNN and MSNBC and they were covering Trump getting angry at Twitter for fact-checking him.
More important.
Yeah. Clearly more important than highlighting, like...
Well, it's also... Dude, it's this ratings issue. Like, the MSNBC, CNBC, or CNN, like, these... They love Trump. He's fucking fantastic for their ratings.
I feel like this would get more ratings, though. A whole city burning to the ground.
No, man. That's just... who cares about Minneapolis? Nobody lives there. Donald Trump? That guy's a monster. Lives. Have you heard? Jesus Christ. What's he been up to lately? So some cop killed some person.
You're not wrong. They don't care about that stuff. I agree.
Do you even know that person's name?
George Floyd.
But you don't. But you know Donald Trump. You know the guy's name, but you get my point.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
John, whoever, what's the guy's
George
name?
George Floyd.
George
Floyd.
Floyd. Mm-hmm. George Floyd, you put that on the Chiron on the bottom, you know, third there and streaming across, your eyes don't flip up as if it says Donald Trump. Because what did Donald Trump do?
Of course.
So, yeah, man, that's a shame. I had no idea.
Yeah, so
not that I've really been watching the news. It's like...
Yeah, I just thought it was an interesting... It's the way that we gatekeep the media. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a very interesting thing to me, is that this... You have an entire United States city burning to the ground. There are also adjacent riots.
And there's supposed to be independent media who's supposed to be covering this, which they are.
There are independent media. Young Turks is doing segments on it. Rising is doing segments on it.
I think
Unicorn
TV,
Riot.
Yeah.
But it's just insane that they're not getting more coverage.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It's fucking absurd. The only mainstream coverage was like a 3-minute segment on CNN and then a 5-minute monologue by Tucker Carlson calling it tyranny, which...
Was weird
because he was just saying that the government enforcing laws last week was tyranny. It's just odd to me.
Wait, what's tyranny?
The people rioting, protesting police brutality.
That's not tyranny.
Yeah, but no, it is because, Dave, you're missing something.
Mm.
You're missing something. You know what it is? It's because it's black people doing it.
Yeah. Oh, is it primarily African-American folks?
Yeah, this is BLM. Black Lives Matter.
Was the guy who got killed black?
Yeah, he was.
It is a, I mean, I Wake really up, don't black, suggest black anybody victim. Watch the video that's it's, out there. It's one of the most disturbing things.
You literally watch
things.
A man die, and it's horrifying.
And you watch a guy, like, the guy who's
for
doing
his
it.
Mother. It's fucking terrifying.
But the guy who
the guy
does it is just
his windpipe.
What happens when people
staring
die.
At it's the camera up, with a fucking 1,000-yard stare, just like, fine. It was one of, it's
so chilling.
You just watched a sociopath fucking murder a person.
Wow.
And, so rightly so, that city, which has had a history of police brutality and violence, is up in arms. And they're from what we've heard from people on the ground when they're doing interviews, this is a populace that views the police force
as an enemy.
As an occupying army because yeah. they come from, they don't, it's not community policing. They right. don't live in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So they view these people as an occupying army. It's very interesting to note because a lot of these protesters are being smeared as rioters and looters. And of course, sure.
Well, they are rioting and looting, right?
They are.
Some are. Yeah.
They are.
Right. No, I'm sure there's protesters.
Staying away from small businesses, which is actually, I think, I mean, you can have a view on what, but they're staying away from, they're not touching small businesses, restaurants, anything like that.
That's an interesting, I'd be curious to see how definitive those lines are. Because I mean, when people are rioting, I just don't know that they're like...
They lit an
This is Jeff Starr. So, leave that one
well,
alone.
And so
there's lamb's blood on the door. Well, let's move on.
That's community.
So
no,
what they're
like,
doing
It's like,
is,
hey, we know these people that run this mom-and-pop restaurant. Fuck Target, though. Target's the ones that tried to get this guy arrested and got him murdered for writing a bad check.
Yeah.
Like,
And what people are doing is they're putting signs.
Wait, Target got him murdered.
That was it was
a
over
bad
a bad check, right?
Yeah, it was over a bad check. I don't believe it was Target though. I thought it was a different store.
Oh.
Was it Target? But yeah, so the dude basically the background to why not that there's any excusing what happened.
No,
right.
The reason why the police were called in the first place was allegedly this dude was trying to pass a bad check.
Mm-hmm.
So the police come in and arrest him because that's what you do when someone writes a bad check instead of maybe write them a fine. Or like investigate a little bit. You literally just slap. The
you get arrested
on.
In this country for a lot of things, even things that result in a fine. Sometimes you just get dragged in. Which,
but
all right.
you watch the video and the dude just goes peacefully, and then they put him down on the fucking ground and choke him out for 8 minutes straight.
I got to see the video because that just seems so strange.
It's.
Because the guy wasn't fighting, resisting arrest, nothing.
No,
even if he was, he was on the ground for 8 minutes. This guy's knee was on his neck for 8 minutes. Mm. And at a certain point, the guy just stopped moving.
He
and
stopped
it,
talking,
then you see blood coming
moving.
Out of his mouth and his nose. And ugh.
See, that's a guy. Well, listen, I didn't see the video, but that's a lot of that has to do with improper training. Like
yeah.
That.
And that's what a lot of people are saying.
Yeah.
Because that's what he did was
what
not
other police
part of
members
the,
are saying, from what I hear.
It's not part of the like actual training.
No. Yeah. You don't put these. I read somebody was like, you don't put that. You don't put pressure there unless you mean to kill the person.
Yeah, you
like,
could break somebody's windpipe.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you put a knee on somebody's neck.
Yeah,
it's
you're going to kill them.
It's very uncomfortable for the person whose neck it is.
Yeah,
I've had a knee on my neck.
Yeah,
I've had my
right.
knee
yeah.
on other people's necks. It's very. I mean, you're careful when you're doing this in a controlled environment not mm-hmm. to hurt somebody, but you can feel when somebody puts a little bit of pressure on it what that does to your windpipe.
Oh yeah,
like you start gagging and you start feeling a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's scary. So that's the other thing I don't think is taken into consideration a lot of times is that people are struggling because like they're scared
or they can't breathe.
Absolutely.
I mean, Brandon, you said this guy was calling for his mother. Like and that's what when people are dying,
yeah.
like that's what they do. Like this man was probably scared out of his mind.
That's and a horrible way to go.
Well,
I can't even imagine.
There's not a lot of good ways, but
true.
But yeah.
It's so terrifying.
This has been going on for 2 days now, and really, literally, all they had to do was arrest the cop. Like, arrest the cop.
Wait, hold on. So when did this happen?
This
Memorial
happened on,
Day.
Yeah, Memorial Day.
Okay, so this happened on Monday.
It happened on Monday.
Is there an investigation going on?
Currently, no.
Oh, wow.
They're on administrative leave.
They're on administrative leave.
Wait, the police officer was put on administrative leave.
He is getting paid vacation right now.
Interesting.
Now, that paid vacation is being spent in his house, currently surrounded by hundreds of people
mm-hmm.
and hundreds of cops, because apparently, you know, that's what happens. But...
Well, listen, if you're a cop, to be fair to cops, there's an investigative process. You don't want another cop to be killed in a riot because he did something wrong. You still take that person in front of an investigation, and they serve time for it.
Yeah, but like, if anybody else did that, they would have been arrested.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
In cuffs, in a station right now.
But everybody else's job does not require you to use physical force on
right.
people
and
on an everyday
I feel
basis.
Like cops should be held to a higher standard than us.
Oh, they
if
absolutely
you're going
should.
To entrust, if you're going to entrust somebody to do violence on behalf of the state, you should hold them to the highest of standards.
Absolutely. But if what I'm saying is, if let's say you were in the army and you shot somebody and that person should not have been shot. Maybe it was an innocent civilian or whatever. Like, I understand why they don't lock you up immediately pending a trial, because it's like, okay, we have to look at this. Using physical force on people is something that happens in the everyday lives of certain professions. And in that case, you have to assume that some things are going to go wrong. Obviously, this scene, I haven't seen the video, so forgive me for talking out of turn, but obviously this seems pretty egregious. But you have to assume that person is innocent until proven guilty, which means they have to be taken into the process. They have to be examined in front of, I don't think they do it internally, as far as I know.
Well, that's the problem, is it's getting done internally, because and that shouldn't be a thing. Like, that literally should not be a fucking thing.
I don't know. I think you kind of have to, in order to determine whether that person's going to be subject to criminal charges. I mean, listen, if it's as egregious as you say, this guy is obviously going to be brought into custody and be subject to a criminal investigation.
We should hope.
I would think so. I mean, if there's rioting over this, if this video is clearly as indicative of a cop using excessive force as you say it is, I can't imagine any other result. But that just because they haven't lynched the guy yet,
Ferguson walked.
Yeah.
Which guy from Ferguson?
Several years ago, where Black Lives Matter started. I don't remember. Brown was the officer's name.
Which one was that?
That was Hands Up, Don't Shoot.
Yeah.
I'd have to refamiliarize myself with that one.
I'm just saying, like, if you're a resident of media, if you're sitting there, you're going, oh, due process, blah, blah, blah. Well, so-and-so, the original victim in the original Black Lives Matter incident, didn't get due process, and neither did George Floyd.
Yeah.
And it's like, so as a resident there, I would be, vigilante justice sounds about right.
I don't think you get to do vigilante justice until the justice system has failed you, and it currently hasn't. The guy hasn't been tried. If you take the law into your own hands based on an internet video, I think you're probably just as bad as the guy who puts his knee on a kid's neck.
I'm fine with them rioting and burning the city to the ground. I think if people burn cities to the ground, this is my stance, and you can argue with it all you want, but if you burn cities to the ground every time a cop fucking murders somebody, or the state fucking murders somebody, we'd have a lot less of the state fucking murdering somebody. The reason this happens...
Oh, yeah. Well, Jay, you could say that about anything. If you murdered every male over the age of 30, every time a child was killed by a male over the age of 30, you'd have a lot less children getting murdered by males over the age of 30.
Yeah, but if you're going to entrust the state to do violence on behalf of the populace, they've now lost the consent of the governed.
Yeah.
Well, and the state has always been entrusted to do violence on the populace.
And we don't hold people accountable if they're white killing blacks. Like, that's just a fact of life.
That's a little bit of an oversimplification. That is,
dude, we just had people, Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia, they weren't going to charge the dudes who murdered him. Yeah. In fucking cold blood. The dude was jogging, and they stopped him with rifles. Then when he tried to fucking defend himself, they shot him. This video
I heard about that one.
Sat in police custody for month.
Yep.
The police weren't going to arrest them. The only reason they got arrested...
Those are corrupt cops.
Yeah. So you have... There is systemic injustice towards African Americans.
I'm not saying that corrupt cops and corrupt people and racist individuals don't exist. They're absolutely out there. They're in every organization. I'm sure I work with some racists.
I'm sure.
They're just out there.
Yes.
They're like idiots. Like, every group, every organization has some, and they're going to cover up for each other. And if you have a group of people who has been working together for 10, 20, 30 years, frankly, they may cover up for each other even if they don't agree with what the guy did. Because they may be like, fucking Carl, he's always making bad decisions, but he's one of us. And I don't know if that's the right outlook, but I can understand it, especially when you're a person who puts your life on the line every day. I'm not just talking about cops. I'm talking about firemen. I'm talking about first responders.
Well, interesting, the firemen stood in solidarity with the protesters last night.
Oh, good.
And let the city burn.
Ooh, that seems very unsafe. I don't know if I'm okay with innocent lives being lost because
nobody
of the fire
died.
Department... Nobody died that we know of. This is a riot, and it's been 2 days.
Two people died. They were shot by, one was shot by, obviously, the man who was killed by the police officer, and then another man was shot outside of a pawn shop.
You're telling me only two people have died in Minneapolis in the past 2 days?
Yeah, as of...
Because it's been, I mean, the protests themselves have been...
As of 2 hours ago.
Relatively peaceful, but there are groups that are rioting and looting.
Yeah.
For a city, that type of death rate is like... incredibly minor.
That are being attributed to the riots.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's entirely different.
I'm not telling you that people. I'm sure people are dying of COVID in the city. I'm sure.
No, but you're not going to be able to attribute all the deaths to a riot 2 days after. Riots are a very confusing, chaotic situation. I'm not going to write off a riot as a peaceful event because we've attributed no deaths to it during
the
riot.
The buildings that were burned were uninhabited. Not uninhabited. Well, yeah, uninhabited.
You have to assume for the most part. I mean, I don't think we've probably taken stock of every building that was damaged during the riot. But my point is that a riot by itself is just, I get the frustration. I don't think you're accomplishing much of anything.
How do you fight tyranny then?
This country was literally founded on
This country was founded on revolution. You want to talk about revolution, Jay?
I don't know where I'm at on that yet.
I think you're a little bit preemptive.
But this literally, the
again,
reason,
you want to talk
like,
about people dying in horrible situations with
domestic
people's
terrorism
boots on their neck.
Founded this country. Right, like, absolutely. It is what it is.
Absolutely.
Like,
are you ready to found a new country?
I don't know.
Okay. If you're going to have a lot of boots on a lot of necks,
I understand.
You're going to have a lot of people
Dave,
dying horribly.
I understand that.
You're okay. Apologizing for the state, and that's bothersome.
I'm not apologizing for anybody. Who have I apologized for?
It sounds like you're saying this is just going to proliferate more. And
I'm saying we don't want to lynch people without a trial. I'm saying we don't want to burn down
I
cities.
I agree, but when people are
based
getting,
on YouTube,
when people are getting lynched without a trial and there's no recourse, and when we've seen it happen over and over, that
then you have
get
a trial.
Off.
Wait, hold on. Are they having a trial for this poor kid who was killed while jogging?
As of
only
right
now,
only now that it got leaked.
Only,
the only
yeah.
reason right. they arrested the dude, they weren't going to arrest the dude.
So they've leaked it, and a trial will now occur. Yes. The same thing's going to happen with this video. The video has gotten out. There's a public outrage. There will be a trial. This guy's not going to get away with it. It doesn't mean you get to suspend the order of law.
But the guy in Ferguson did get away with it. Am I not mistaken by it?
I'd have to look back on that one.
He
that was,
definitely
he
walked.
He did walk.
Okay, what was the legitimacy of that situation, Brandon? Because a lot of those situations that were occurring at that time were blown out of proportion. And a lot of them, upon later investigation, it was determined
was
that it wasn't
he was the dude who was selling cigarettes, and right?
No, that's that was...
No, see, that's what I'm saying. We don't even know what situation we're really talking about. Because you're talking about the guy from Staten Island.
Yeah.
Who I do know a little bit more about because I'm from Staten Island. Listen, the justice system isn't perfect, but you haven't even given it a shot. The guy hasn't even had a trial, and you're ready to burn down a city and lynch a man without...
No,
the only reason they'll be arresting this dude is because... And that's a specific press release said from the fucking DOJ that because of the riots, the DOJ will be investigating this. Like, because of the riots. That's from your government.
Right, so if... There was a protest, a peaceful protest, and they had said, because of this protest, we're going to investigate this guy. You would have had the same effect without a riot.
Yeah, but if there was a peaceful protest, I guarantee they wouldn't have investigated him.
You can't really guarantee that. It's kind of a hypothetical situation that
I can't
wasn't
guarantee
given a chance
it, but
to
if it
wasn't
generally
recorded,
speaking,
I don't
power
think it would have
gives nothing
at all.
Without
Oh, but if it wasn't recorded, we'd be in a whole different situation.
We
but it was recorded.
About it.
We probably wouldn't.
We wouldn't
but it was recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone has cell phones, and these things get out.
Now...
Right now, what are we talking about? 30 years ago, hanging somebody?
I mean, the cops were started
we're still
as
cleaning up that mess. That's
police,
what I'm talking about.
You know
that's the issue here. Is
the mess from 2 days ago?
No, the mess, the still endemic racism that is.
Do you know why the police were started?
Awful
right?
power dynamic that still exists.
Why
the in
police
the,
were
like, what,
started?
What the police originated from? Fucking slave patrols. That's where this like cops.
You're
come
telling
from,
me we didn't have police before 1800s. Slave patrols?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So who kept the peace?
Constabulatory.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so a police force under a different name.
But the generalized police force that you see comes from Southern slave patrols. That's where the badge comes from, like the sheriff's badge down there. That's I've been doing a lot of reading on
sheriffs weren't wearing badges before slavery?
That's where this all comes from, Dave. I understand that you're trying to be contrary here.
I'm not really trying to be contrary. I'm just trying to understand. Like,
and I've heard that too, though.
I'm with you guys. I'm not saying this guy should get away with anything. What I'm saying is he should have a trial.
That's what we're saying as well.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Okay, so we're all in agreement.
Right.
Well, why are we arguing about it?
George Floyd didn't get a trial. That's all I'm going to say.
And
who?
The guy who was killed.
Of course he didn't get a trial. He didn't commit a crime. Why would he get a trial?
He was what? No, I'm talking about the guy who was killed by the police. He
was
didn't get
murdered.
A trial.
Right. People who get murdered don't get a trial.
Well,
they're victims. Victims don't get a trial.
Murdered by the state.
I don't understand. People who get murdered don't get a trial.
But like he was essentially summarily executed for a crime that was a misdemeanor in most.
He wasn't
days.
Summarily executed. He was murdered by this cop, allegedly, potentially murdered.
Okay.
No one came down from the fucking mayor's office and said, hey, murder that guy. This is this cop.
But it's the forces that allowed it to happen. That is the issue that is trying to be brought up with these riots and stuff. It's not that they just want to lynch this guy. It's tackling a problem of racism and just the power struggle between police and especially lower
I mean, for background on this guy who did the murder, He was involved in the murder of an Alaskan Native American. And was there one other one?
Yeah, there were two others.
And the state had the opportunity to press charges against him. Actually, Amy Klobuchar, Democratic presidential candidate, who was the attorney general at the time, had the opportunity to press charges and declined. So, like, it's not like this dude...
There's that name again. I still don't know her. Isn't she going to run with...
I don't think she's going to. I don't want to get off topic. But, like, so, like, that when Brandon's talking about, like, systemic, like, that's what he means. He means that, like, this could have been prevented. This dude was allowed to murder somebody. He should have been brought up on charges, and the state declined to bring him up on charges. And that's where you have, and that's my problem with the institutionalized, like where you say it should go through an internal review, I completely disagree. And I think it should be, my whole theory with cops, and obviously I'm not a criminal justice dude, but it should be completely overseen, just like our Board of Education is, by the community civilians. And that's where anything like that should go to review.
I don't have a problem with that, as long as we're not putting people in jail while this review is going on. If you want to take their badge and their gun and send them home and say, hey, you can't leave your house, you're on administrative leave or whatever, we're investigating you by whoever, by the third party.
But we throw people in jail when we're investigating them all the time. Why is a cop different?
Because his job involves a different degree of force. There are people out there who don't have jobs like you and I, Jay, that work in a safe environment.
Right.
They're a relatively safe environment. Anything can happen. But there are people who literally go out and put their lives on the line every day. Like, if there was a fireman... you're up on the ladder and somebody falls, they drop that person. That's clearly an accident. Was that person of a different race than this other person? Were there words exchanged? Was there whatever? I don't think that guy needs to go to jail while that gets hashed out. I think he gets taken off. That's an extreme situation. A fire. Someone's life is on the line. A physical infraction. Someone's life could potentially be on, especially when cops have guns. There's always.
I want you to. I'm not going to force you to, because it's a gross video to watch.
I'm going to watch the video.
And if you were to see that video or show that video to any cop or but anybody, if you wouldn't say that that's a murder and that dude should have been cuffed right there, or it's been 4 days and he's sitting in his home right now.
Maybe listen. Maybe after I see this video, I will completely change my mind. But I think there is...
I can see your example where it's like the ladder and it's a potential accident, right? I can see that scenario.
What if you're in the Army? What if you're in the Army Reserve and you kill an innocent person, a civilian, when you're knocking down a door in a house that you think might be belong to a terrorist? It's like do you get...
It's a problem.
Do you get thrown in jail, though? I think you get investigated. I don't if there's a third party investigation, fine. I don't because I get it. You don't want to have a thin blue wall,
thin blue line,
whatever it is. Yeah. I think that's specifically for the cops. For the military, for whoever. Your brothers, the people you work side by side. I don't have a brotherhood where I work. I don't have people will say it's a family. It's not. Our lives aren't on the line. Yeah. I'm not risking. The guy next to me doesn't need to know that I'm willing to kill another person to keep him alive. It's just a different life I lead. I can't put myself in that situation where every day these people are dealing with, especially a city cop. I mean, I'm not entirely familiar with, was it Milwaukee?
It's Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. But city cops in particular, like it's a hard life, dude. I'm not ready to throw them in jail every time I'm not calling this a mistake, but anytime there is a potential mistake, even one that ends with the loss of life, because they're just working in a different sphere than I am.
I can see
they are in charge of dispersing violence on behalf of the government. That's their job.
Certain things like that, like I feel like that should have been. I mean, you had the mayor of the city calling for the arrest.
Dude, maybe I will change my mind after watching this video because it sounds pretty bad.
It's just fucking gross.
General rule, I think you let people go to trial. You let it work its way through the system. And then listen, the Rodney King riots, after everything was said and done, and that guy got off, and then there was a riot on behalf of Rodney King. I'm like, all right, well, listen, justice was not done. It was a clear situation. Although, I don't know, that was like 20 years ago, too. I don't know if I remember all the details of that, too. I'm going to say it was a clearly egregious, violent encounter with police. But and justice failed them, and they rioted.
And that's what these people are seeing. Like, that's what they're, in their heads,
I don't think 2 days is enough time to give justice
to prevail.
Right,
this is a tipping point, and that's what you're
hearing.
Justice
works slowly, by design.
That's what you're hearing from a lot of people, is that this has been a tipping point, like, for them. Because they felt like they're under siege by the cops in their city their whole lives. So this is a tipping point. They're not saying necessarily that it's just because of this shit. the interviews I'm hearing is it's because of systemic violence like this. And this was what pushed them over the edge.
That may be true.
Which I can completely understand.
I get it. I still am just not a fan of wanton rioting. Just... I don't think it gets a lot done if you're doing it without a purpose. You want to talk about a revolution where we're taking control of it, where there's a strategic event going on? Not we, by the way.
I
don't
suggest
that we are involved in anything. But a revolution isn't a riot. It's not wanton terrorism. There's a goal behind
it. But if the goal is to get this guy arrested, as of right now, it seems like it's trending towards that working.
I don't think you needed a riot for it.
It's the DOJ is saying it's because of it.
I think they would have said it's because of whatever. PR guy is just saying, oh, we're listening to the people. Somebody was like, fuck, there's a riot going on. Get John from PR up here. He's got to tell them that we're down. We're good. They would have said anything. I don't buy that they did this because of a riot.
I don't know. I think I would disagree with that, but obviously we'll never know.
We will never know. But I'm glad this is going to be hopefully investigated. I hope, Jay, you're going to keep us up to date on this as the weeks go by, because God knows that it's not going to be anywhere in the mainstream media because they don't care.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Apparently.
No, there's more important things going on.
Yeah, Trump's angry at Twitter.
Trump's mad at Twitter.
I'll tell you what, guys, it definitely feels like the end of the world.
Oh, does it ever?
Wow.
If only we had watched
two strangely apropos movies. Really weird about a virus and riots.
Let's get into it. Ooh, rock and roll.
I was practicing it all day because I don't have a script.
I mean, I could always be louder. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
And nobody asked for this.
A podcast where we dissect reboots, remakes, retcons, and requels of our favorite movies and TV shows.
This week, Conquest of the Planet of the Apes and Rise of the Planet of the Apes, the first in the Andy Serkis trilogy. Guys, what did you think?
I thought they were both pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, let me rephrase that. I thought they were both enjoyable, but I think the old one, we're just going to go with that because... Rise,
so
many confusing names. The old one, the 70s one, was ruined by the shit they added at the end. That was really dumb.
What shit at the end?
Where the movie was supposed to end with him being like, and that day is today, that day is now.
Did you look that up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Because as I was watching it, I was like, it definitely feels like
there
was an ending, and then testing did not like that ending.
Did you notice how you never saw his mouth after that? They used cropped shots of his face. They added like a more like... We're gonna be good for a little bit. We're not gonna kill these people. Yeah.
He ends as like a raving lunatic, and that's kind of the movie.
He turns
into basically a raving lunatic at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
An extremist, if you will, Jay.
I have no idea who you're referring to.
Calling for revolution and the enslavement of humankind, and that's kind of the twist of that. That's the Statue of Liberty
and
that movie.
That's where you absolutely should end that movie.
Yeah, you
should. If you're trying to lead into a sequel where, it made no sense.
Brandon, did you learn why did somebody say they didn't like it?
Yeah, it just wasn't hopeful enough.
Okay, so the studio got back to them and said...
Exactly. Where it should have been a downer note. The monkeys rose up.
There was a revolt. And watch
it.
They're
rose
in charge
up.
Now.
And it shouldn't just be like, see, we're just teaching you a lesson. We'll be good from now on. That's how it ends. It's
the
really
tone
dumb.
Of the speech is entirely
and you
different.
Can immediately tell that it's after they shot it. Oh, they recorded it after. You actually don't even get a cut back to Caesar's face because they didn't have him, like, he wasn't doing those lines.
It was all done in audio.
Yeah, it was all done post-production. It was really, really, it spoiled the whole ending of that movie. But beyond that, I mean... It felt like a TV movie with a big budget, but that's what you get out of the Planet of the Apes movies after the first one.
I always enjoyed the rest of the movie. It felt like the quality feels like a what's that? Not is it V?
This was
with the aliens.
Yeah, this was the time of miniseries and stuff, and this felt like a TV miniseries. Like
it was only an hour
and
90
a half
minutes.
Ish.
Yeah, it was lower than that. Like 90.
I thought it was a little over actually. It was hour and a half.
Yeah, it was quick.
It was a quick movie.
Yeah.
Well,
let's break down the plot just in case.
All right, Jay, what happens?
Yeah, Jay, you tell.
Monkeys rise up.
Okay. Excuse me, Jay. They're not. I'm only going to tell you one more time before I ask you to leave. Okay. My cousin is a monkey, and I'm not going to stand for this kind of disrespect. Okay.
I'm only going to call them monkeys.
Wow. He's going to be the first to fucking go.
Right.
He's going to be the first
to go. In the new world order.
Yeah.
You're getting your head beaten by a gorilla. Both of these, they did not hold my attention.
Yeah?
Really? Yeah. And maybe I was missing something while it was through. I don't know what it was, but it was just
an appreciation for apes.
Clearly.
Yeah. Jay's specious. Fair enough. Okay.
It was not my...
Well, again, break them down.
I did not hold my attention. I cannot do an adequate job of breaking them down.
Okay.
All right.
The first one started with Ricardo Montalban.
Who was doing Ricardo Montalban things.
He was. He still owns a zoo, a circus, sorry. Mm-hmm. They're in the city delivering flyers.
I'm telling you, I'm not going to do a good job breaking this down.
All right.
Wow. Okay, Brandon, what happened in this movie?
It's usually my job not to pay attention.
I could not. I was trying to watch it, and I just couldn't. It just didn't hold my attention. I would like the fight scenes. I'm sorry. I'm getting into my opinion on it, but like.
Ricardo Montalban. I mean, the plot is not the tightest, but.
How dare you?
It's not David. Not at all. And you know it. It's really not. Ricardo Montalban kills himself at the first sign of getting found out.
Right, right. But exactly like he would.
Okay, well, true. He would blow himself up.
Right? That, for the apes?
And the Genesis device.
For the Genesis device.
From hell's heart, I stab at thee, Governor Breck.
Yeah, unfortunately, that was the bad guy. Wasn't in this one as long.
No, arguably, I think the same amount of time. He was in the previous one for 10 minutes, and this one it was about 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was a little longer in this one. Yeah. They had a lot of torture scenes where he was being tortured by a bright light.
Yeah, yeah, that was.
That's always the torture machine in the future. They torture everyone
and they electrocute you. It's an electrocution device.
But only with. Poorly made electrical graphics.
Yes.
Never realistically.
And 30 switches that you need to flip. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was at the end. They did. That's how they executed, spoiler alert, executed Caesar. Also, you wouldn't check, the guy doesn't even check his pulse. He just goes, he's dead.
Yeah. That's where I'm the plot is a little flimsy, but.
You wouldn't have. He shut off. So
wait,
we're
I
jumping
thought
ahead.
You were dead.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's explain real quick. So Caesar has been living undercover. Right. Essentially, Ricardo Montalban has protected him, making sure that nobody knows he's a talking ape from Zira and Cornelius.
Right.
So yeah, he was there to put up flyers. I actually didn't even catch that part. They're in the city to put up flyers.
Right. They're advertising for the circus.
The circus. Yeah. And Ricardo Montalban's like, well. That thing that they said was going to happened. All the cats
re-explains
and dogs.
The dog and cat plague.
Yeah. Dog and cats got
killed,
and somehow within 30 years we've enslaved a shitload of apes.
Yeah. Also, in the not so distant future of 1991, this is all taking place. Mm-hmm.
Well, this movie was made in the 70s.
It was like 70s.
So this is 20 years later, Jay. You don't know what can happen in 20 years. True. They built a whole ape control, and not only is the government established this ape control system, but it's also the most important service in the city. It's to the point where it's located in City Hall, and the governor spends all his time there.
This movie is really fun. Focused on the whole, just this basically.
No
this,
plumbing, no sewage, no garbage man, no concerns. It's all ape control.
This entire movie is about monkeys fighting humans in one plaza at UC Berkeley. That's what this movie is.
You're 100% right.
Because all of it takes place in and around this one fucking plaza.
Yep.
Literally.
That's the ape control slash town hall.
Center of town slash the center of everything.
Yeah.
Because apparently what happens there dictates what happens around the whole world. Yeah. I don't know. It's weak, but the plot is weak. But I appreciated the performances.
Of course, the plot is weak.
I thought Cornelius Caesar was really good, even though it's Roddy McDowell again. Yeah,
right.
Ricardo Montalban was good, even that the governor's right hand man, the guy who sympathizes with him in the end.
The black guy McDonald,
the lieutenant, yeah, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was. Oh my God! Can we talk about how he was the black guy?
Yeah. He was a black guy.
There was one black guy in this movie. He was the only relatable, kind human being, except for Ricardo Montalban. Yeah. And
I've never heard someone describe Ricardo Montalban as relatable.
True, true, true.
In any movie.
Ape born in a circus. Even when he was asking those ladies to hang flyers, he was like, can I hang this flyer in your window? And they were like, oh, I guess so.
Why is this swarthy man with an ape?
But you know what I mean. He's nice to the apes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's the relatable character.
He's a good guy.
He's Never mind.
You're not going to put yourself in Ricardo Montalbán's shoes, though. He's not. He's not your everyman.
James, no, he's
we
not.
Could, we could wish. We could only.
Yeah, we could only hope.
We dare
if
to dream.
I could yeah. have the gravitas of fucking Ricardo Montalbán.
But there was McDonald, who is the real sympathetic character yes. in yeah. this movie, and the black guy.
Yes.
To the point where they make repeated and blunt references to this, that this is a slavery metaphor, yeah. in case yeah, you hadn't picked this up.
Wait, Dave, what?
Yeah, the apes are being used as slaves, Brandon.
Like, we had slaves?
A little bit different.
Is that what they were trying to say?
Yeah. Yeah, they were trying to, it's a metaphor, it's a comparison
that's like
between two unlike things.
It's like a sandwich full of symbolism.
Yeah, I know.
Wow, but I never even realized that with this.
If somebody can't digest that sandwich,
they made sure to fucking tell you.
Yeah, they put it in like 8 times.
Oh my
People
god!
People keep telling McDonald's, like,
by the way,
I'm not surprised you're sympathetic to these apes. What with how black you are?
Yeah, with being a descendant of slaves.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Even McDonald does it himself. He's like, you know, I have a particular understanding for what your people might be going through.
Yeah.
Because I'm black.
He was to token to a T. It was bad. It was real bad.
I mean, I guess I appreciate them having a black guy.
I mean, they
in the
had somebody. They were like, wow, a couple more in there.
Yeah, it would have been better if there were a few more black
there
people.
There literally
in the movie.
Were none others.
He was the one black guy, and he was like, no, I get
surrounded
it.
Surrounded by
because of slavery,
an army of white rent-a-cops.
And he's a 70s black guy, so he's just like, these hoes
yeah.
don't get it because they're not black.
It's ridiculous.
It's all jive, brother ape. We're gonna get you to freedom.
He's a good character, God, though, man. But yeah, it's very one.
It was so over your head. Just
yeah, it really was.
This is about slavery.
Yes.
If the monkeys in chains and serving them didn't give it away.
Yeah, right.
It's
yeah.
Like, or the slave auctions.
Yeah.
Right?
Literally the slave monkey auction. Slave auctions.
Where the governor tells McDonald, the black guy, to buy him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, I love how, like, I guess it was supposed to be California. I think that was supposed to be. I couldn't.
It's kind of the
or
vibe
New York?
I would get.
It might have been New York, because, like, the movie usually takes place around New York. I don't know.
I don't know.
That's a good
Anywho,
question.
Wherever it is, this governor is like a Roman emperor. Like, has things changed that much that he's just like this emperor in this
yeah,
dystopian
no,
future?
So they refer to like the
Oh, they did?
They made a what was the line? It was something like in the old like times, like there was a president or something. Like when they were talking about the president.
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, that's right.
And the Senate and whatever, they made, and I can't remember the line, but some comment to like that was a different system.
We are more authoritarian.
Maybe like a fragmented, he's more of a ruler of his own area type
of
thing. Hmm. I didn't catch that, Jay, and this is like the 8th time I've seen this movie.
It was a weird line. It just like stuck out, but
Okay. Well, thanks for your contribution. You can go back to planning the revolution.
Yep.
So, well, I guess I didn't
in Minecraft.
I didn't explain the plot, I guess, but it's pretty simple.
The state.
Remember what you heard in the previous movie?
BNC, go.
That they explained what happened. Well, this is what happens in this movie. Like,
right. It's basically the story of the revolution. So Caesar, it's all about Caesar.
Yeah.
Ricardo Montalbán gets Caesar shouts out. They're kind of like beating an ape in like a public square. And Caesar's like, you lousy human bastards!
Yeah.
And then they're like, who the hell said that? And it was the quietest square ever, so that these people heard this clearly.
It's the same square. Let's be real. It's that same square.
It is. It's the same square.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what her deal is. My dog, if you hear my dog, guys, sorry about that. She's very
bugging
upset about
today.
Something.
Okay.
She's hearing it more. I gotcha. Sorry, she's just protecting the podcast.
Good dog.
The dog is. And Christine. What was I saying?
I don't remember.
Caesar.
Yeah,
okay.
It's about Caesar. He says, lousy
human bastards. Ricardo Montalban's like, oh, I said it. This ape clearly can't talk. That would be ridiculous and way too suspicious. And they're like, okay, well, you got to come with me, bro. And then there's a thing, and then they both run away. But for some reason, Ricardo Montalban's like, I have to go back and take the rap.
Yeah.
Or else they're going to come to the circus and find us, which I guess makes sense, but it's a little weird. And he was like, if I don't come back, sneak in with some apes down at the docks and hide and whatever and blah, blah. So Ricardo Montalbán gets taken into custody and tortured with various light devices and eventually a truth device, which they always whip out at the end.
Yeah, right.
If you have a truth serum / truth beam, you should use that
That should be the first thing you do. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's like waterboarding and they got to get a special permit.
They have some weird appliances in the distant future of 1991. Wall-mounted flamethrowers, for one.
Where was there a wall-mounted flamethrower?
There was in the prison cell. Wasn't the dude, or am I thinking of the other one?
Oh, there was one where they were training the apes.
It was like a fucking attached straight up to the wall.
Well, if you're going to use a flamethrower every day, you might as well attach to the wall.
This is how we crowd control the apes.
They were conditioning them to fire.
It did seem
there was a line later where someone complains that the ape isn't conditioned to fire. Working in like a restaurant.
It did seem weird that it was a designated alcove for flamethrowing monkeys. It definitely.
It was like this. It was the flamethrower.
There was one for if you worked in a disco.
Yeah, that was.
This is the one with all the lights. Disco lights. So they were disco conditioned. So I'm looking for an ape to work in my disco. Also, there's a fire breather who works there, so I'm going to need him disco conditioned and fire conditioned.
It just seems weird that if you're going to use. I mean, I guess it wasn't necessarily intended to be weaponized. But like,
no, I don't think that was the idea.
Because then you're attached to the fucking wall and you're trying to like run around.
I think it was literally just for training purposes.
Yeah. It was supposed to show that this is apes.
This is a facility. Yeah. This is what they do. So Caesar has to go in and goes into the training facility where they put them through all these humiliating tasks, and Caesar excels at it.
Mind you, he's the only talking one, just in case you didn't realize.
Right, but he doesn't talk.
He's the only, at this point, he's the only living talking ape.
Right, living talking ape. Yeah. And all the other apes are kind of like look at him with reverence. There's like all of a sudden this thing where they're all just like,
yeah, he gets their reverence real quick,
which actually carried over not to start talking about Rise.
Well,
ahead
I was gonna
of
say,
time, but
like,
to Rise,
yeah,
where he does the same thing where it's like every ape as soon as they see him they're like, oh, this guy can talk.
Not at first though.
Not in the new one. I feel like it's once he talks in the new one.
No, it was more like once he figures out how to control.
No, it's as soon as he goes to the.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, he gets fucked up by that.
He gets fucked up when he goes in.
When he goes into the thing, the enclosure.
That's why that ape
time.
Fucked him up though, because they as soon as he walked in, every ape stopped and looked at him.
But they were ostracizing.
Yeah,
they didn't reverence him. They even said those clothes, he's not going to fit in.
You're right. At first they did, but they still acknowledged that he was different. Like
eventually,
with fists.
No, even at first, it doesn't matter.
No,
right? In the beginning, it's unimportant.
The point is they do a similar thing in this with Caesar, where it's clear that Caesar is like a messiah type character for these people.
Yeah,
people, apes, whatever. Then the mayor, through some stupid circumstance, ends up buying him.
I didn't understand that.
Gives him a book to name himself.
Yeah,
where he names himself Caesar. So it's like, damn, dude, you found your own name like real fast.
Yeah,
that was really good. But okay. Then he gets to know McDonald, and they're still investigating Ricardo Montalban, and ultimately. Ricardo Montalban kills himself, and that's why Caesar decides he's going to start a revolution.
Yeah.
And then he starts instructing the apes in pretty creative ways to just kind of like steal things from restaurant cleavers, from kitchens.
Add stuff
and
to the bills.
Where he's adding stuff to invoices.
He's like, pick up that weapon and also get a bunch of ammo.
So, interesting thing about the guns and the ammo, none of the other apes fire a gun.
I know. They all
carry them and hit things with them.
I think, there was actually my favorite shot was like where... Caesar. Well, I guess you're right. The guys running behind him weren't shooting, but they had guns.
Oh, humans!
No. The gorillas, like.
Oh yeah,
him.
Lots of apes carry
they
guns.
But you're Caesar's right.
They never fire anybody.
And honestly, that's like my favorite shot of the movie, where he's like hunched over. He's like he's and Roddy McDowell does such a good job, and he's just running and it's silhouetted, and he's got the gun. I'm like, all right, I'm rooting for Caesar.
You are rooting against the human race.
You 100%.
100%.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
You've already the film has made you do that, which in itself, I'm like, okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Turns out the revolution works out nicely. The mayor, up until the very end, is like, "We're gonna win this thing." Because he's a fucking moron. The governor. Yes, you're right.
It's a weird title for. Dictator.
Yeah, it is.
It's
a
dictator.
The dictator.
Yeah.
And then the revolution is complete, and we get the Hitler speech. And then after the Hitler speech, we get like an Abraham Lincoln speech.
We get, oops, just kidding.
It's very disjointed and ruins the ending.
Like that ending speech up until that moment is really good.
You're fired up for the end of the world.
It's really good.
You're like, go Hitler. Yeah. Go ape Hitler. I'm with it. Exterminate these humans, these stupid humans. They're the worst. Round them up, put them in camps, execute them, enslave them.
But then he's like, we think you've learned a lesson.
Do you think the point of the movie was to portray the humans? Because
the humans
I haven't seen the next movie, but I'm wondering if like, so if you're making this, is this an arc about the apes or is this going to be the next movie going to be about the humans overcoming the apes.
I,
are you going to be
actually
rooting
not
for the
seen
humans?
The next one either.
I don't know how much I want to tell you.
This is the
don't
last,
tell me anything.
Yeah, this is the last old one I've ever seen. I've never seen the next one.
I would question the choice of portraying like the apes as so heroic if your end goal is going to be to make a movie where the humans
the
triumph
guys.
In the end.
Yeah.
And they're the bad guys because you
no.
Shift.
I do know that this. Well, okay, I'm not gonna say.
Don't worry.
All right, because I do know. All right.
It's about both of them.
Yeah.
It's always about humans because we're humans and we make everything about humans.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's also about the apes because it's about the apes. It's the planet of the apes. But I don't want to ruin anything. But you won't be disappointed.
But like, yeah, if you do watch the original one, just cut it off right as he says, "That day is now."
Yes.
Just stop it right there. Just stop it.
Yeah, that's the perfect ending.
That's perfect.
And if you left it right there, even though there's a lot of silliness and a lot of weak writing and a lot of coincidences, you're just kind of like, okay, this movie really made me get on the side of a guy who wants to end and enslave or mm-hmm. eradicate humanity. And at the end, I'm even like, That speech, you kind of
like
Caesar until that speech, and at the end of that speech, you kind of go,
you're like, oh, he's just as bad as us.
This is the guy I was rooting for.
No, it's
I might be a bad person.
Exactly. It's the like, oh, violence is just our nature.
Like, I thought I was on the right side with Caesar.
Yeah.
I'm rooting against humanity and all these horrible
things.
But
the twist is, it's cyclical.
Yes.
It's cyclical. Right. That's all twisted.
And then they add a crappy Disney ending.
Then they added a thing because somebody got pearl clutching at the screenings, I'm sure. But moving on to the next one.
Yes, Rise of the Planet of the Apes. What did you guys think about this one?
I thought it was pretty good. I was surprised.
Jay, did this one help you pay attention a little bit more?
I mean, it was
a little
better
filmmaking.
It was like...
It had that DeFranco guy.
It does.
It had the dude from Third Rock from the
John Sun. Lithgow.
Yeah.
Yes. People, learn names. God, can't
John
do it for
Lithgow
everybody.
John Lithgow was in it?
Yeah, he was the dad. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. I'm thinking of French Stewart.
But this one...
I was like, where was John Lithgow in this movie? I don't remember his unique way of speaking.
That's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
I know, right?
So in this one, it's a drug that like makes him.
I liked it. I thought that was okay because you're not dealing with that time, the causal, time paradox thing. So they were like, well, we have to figure out our own way to do it, and they did it pretty well.
And they also kind of make the drug also creates a sickness that turns into a plague.
Which what's going to happen? Yeah.
Right. What we assume is going to turn into a plague. That's what the ending credits did for you. Did you
it
guys
was
not
that?
Watch the
Yeah, no,
credits?
It was that. Well, yeah, he's in the airport and his
right.
So I didn't watch that. Oh,
spoiler
fuck.
Alert at the end of the movie. The John Lithgow and what's his name? DeFranco's neighbor is an asshole.
Oh, that poor guy who didn't ask for any of that. Yeah, by the way.
But he's still an asshole.
He was an asshole.
But he didn't ask for any of that.
Right.
He got attacked by a monkey.
what a day for
his,
that guy.
His Alzheimer's neighbor destroyed his car.
He didn't ask for it. He was a dick, but all of it was like his kids were outside and this ape's running around. Like, I might be upset too.
Yeah.
I don't know. But this poor guy.
He got poorly maligned in this movie, is what I'm trying to say.
He gets infected. And
you
then
saw it when
you
he
see
gets,
he's a pilot,
okay.
And then the end credits show his flight going from New York to London, and then the flight from London lands, and then like 10 lines go out from London and go all over the earth, and then you watch one of these crisscross the globe, and it's actually a nice little ending credits
I would
sequence.
I would have rather they just ended it with him like bleeding as an end credits scene. I didn't. He's in the he's in the full pilot's regalia. And all of that.
Like, they kind of did.
I didn't like the lines.
You didn't like that?
It was like a little too on the nose. Like,
oh, I thought with the music it worked really nicely.
It was all right. I mean, I didn't hate it, but I was like, if you just left it right at the nosebleed,
people can assume.
Yeah. This is a movie that has a kind of a happy ending until you realize
it's not
what's happened.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So that's why I kind of liked.
So maybe they did want to hammer you over the head because it does. Yeah. Now that
I don't know. I personally liked it, but that's a matter of personal choice. But the movie itself, Jay, what happened in this movie?
All right, so like, there's some monkey drugs, and like Caesar takes the monkey. They give the monkey drugs to.
Jay, that's not even true at all. Start over.
You're already so wrong.
They're testing the fucking drugs on Caesar.
On Caesar's mother,
and he's the baby Caesar.
Yes.
No, he's
a baby.
He's a baby, and he's born.
Right.
He gets born.
He's got Blade's abilities. His mother was a vampire, and that's why he's a daywalker.
It is true. That's exactly what it is. No, he inherited the smartness essentially from his mother, And they were on the cusp of it, basically, with her before she freaked out.
Yeah, they almost figured it out, but then, like, in every movie that involves science, they had to put it on the back burner because an experiment went wrong.
Yeah.
In this instance, the experiment went wrong because an ape went careening through, like, the lobby.
To a board meeting.
Into a board meeting, which has got to be... Listen, if you go to board meetings all day, that's got to be the best board meeting you've had.
Like, you won't fucking believe what happened today.
Oh, honey, you're home. How was your day? Let me fucking tell you.
Sit down right now. This is going to be...
You know how board meetings with Gerald are fucking lame as hell, and I always tell you how I sit there and I barely stay awake?
Today...
Oh, boy.
Chimpanzee came straight through the window and
ripped off Gerald's arm. Beat him to death with it. Yeah, I'm going to need fucking therapy.
But yeah, so that's the beginning, yes.
Yeah, that's the beginning of the movie. So, Jay, what happens then? Baby Caesar is born.
Baby Caesar's born.
They put 12 monkeys to death. And
take baby Caesar home.
Right.
Yeah. And then baby Caesar grows up. Then takes her to the vet. They find out Caesar's really smart. Then he uses Caesar to hit on the vet, which was a smart move.
Yeah.
Smart move. Then he gets a date with the vet, and then it's like 5 years later. And
there's some time jumps in this.
There are a few time jumps.
They're pretty jarring. Yeah.
And then he takes him to the forest.
And we learn he loves the forest.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts running around the forest.
Better than the Everglades.
Mind you, the whole point of this drug is really integral to the whole plot. Like,
right, well, it's supposed to be kind of a mind drug. Is the guy's dad has Alzheimer's.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Lithgow has Alzheimer's. So this is all about trying to help him. And so this is a drug that's supposed to restore synapses in the brain and all this shit. And it turns out it also makes apes really smart. So they basically, once Lithgow is looking good, the guy goes back to his boss. Also the only black guy in the movie. A little bit different portrayal.
What else is he in?
he's familiar. I don't know. But he was a character actor. You'd recognize him.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I've seen him in a suit before also.
Right? That's what I was thinking too. Yeah. Like similar like evil corporate.
I feel like he was a politician last time I saw him, but he was like one of those dirty politicians or something. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about, Jay. I don't know where that
is. Yeah, he's familiar though.
So he says, hey, let's get this trial back in action. Start making more of this drug. Yeah, we're going to test
that
some
scene
apes.
Where he's like, P.S. I gave some to my dad. And he's like, well, it's approved. Do it. Go. Make as much as you can. You use it on your dad and it worked. Go for it. This is how FDA works.
That's how it works. Yep.
They're pretty loose with that.
That's what I'd do.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did that to get the Franco's already absorbed all the liability.
Fair enough.
That's fine. He tested it on his dad. He's fine. We're good. What? DeFranco said it was okay.
That's him.
Dr. DeFranco.
Dr. DeFranco.
Excuse me, Dr. DeFranco. I hear you're developing an Alzheimer's drug.
And you can't let go of your dad.
Yeah. Lithgow was good in this movie. Yeah. I think he was the best actor in this whole
thing. Oh, I'd say Andy Serkis takes it by a mile. I thought he was fantastic.
Andy Serkis is good, I guess. You're right. I didn't think the CGI was all there.
It wasn't 100%, but it was really good.
That was, the Uncanny Valley.
Yes.
Yeah.
In a few of those. Like,
that's not Andy Serkis' fault.
No. I think
it's completely his fault.
Yeah. Right. I mean, he did the best with what he had. Andy
I think
Serkis
his
was
acting,
amazing.
Especially having seen him as a King Kong. Like,
it just didn't strike me as well. Well, because it felt like there was an Uncanny Valley situation. Yeah, like
that's enough. And it did. It messed with me a little bit.
Maybe my TV's so small, I'm just like, oh, don't notice.
To act as somebody struggling with Alzheimer's has to be like...
Yeah.
That's...
No, don't get me wrong. I think most people
like
did a fine job
wise,
in this movie.
Right?
Yeah.
I think most people did a good job, but I also think Andy Serkis...
No one did a bad job.
Andy Serkis, extra mile.
I even like Draco Malfoy.
Yeah, he's a bad guy, just
who
like he always is.
Is a jerk.
By the way, who brings a date to like a place for monkeys that
Draco
proceeds
Malfoy.
To beat them?
Absolutely.
What
Draco
a dick.
Malfoy would do that.
Those two girls should be like, I'm out, you're a sociopath.
That
like,
guy did not have anything else going on in his life, and he was like, I'm going to impress these ladies by beating up on some apes.
Yep.
And he was the son of
in
that guy.
In Monkey Guantanamo.
Yeah, you caught that too, right?
Yeah, he was Brian Cox's son. Brian Cox always plays a good bad guy.
Brian Cox was good in this movie,
He's
too.
Really good, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Striker.
Wolverine's dad.
It's not Wolverine.
No, I haven't seen that movie in a while.
We saw it like 6 months ago.
Jay doesn't remember it.
That's true. Jay doesn't know Striker.
I have a short memory.
Oh, God. Yeah. So there are some good actors, some good portrayals. All together, I didn't love the movie either, Jay.
It was. I liked this better than 71, to be honest. I think it dragged in the middle where they were like, it was almost like
it did drag.
I was what I was worried about was it was going to be a whole movie. It was like 45 minutes in. It, and I was like, is it just going to be the apes the whole time?
Too long to get to the
to the climax. Ape revolution for business.
Sure. I do. Yeah. I definitely.
Like, think we're going to be in the ape Guantanamo Bay for like the entire movie,
most of the movie,
and they're going to learn. Mm-hmm. And the movie's going to end with like one of the apes learning how to talk, and that's going to be the that's where I was halfway through, and it kind of meandered.
It did.
Its way through where like Caesar gets accepted finally.
Right. I mean, like I feel like they had to show that, but they could have they could have moved it a little bit faster. I feel like they, that and the human stuff could have moved a little faster. Yeah.
It felt lame while it was happening. It felt lame.
No,
and
I
boring.
Thought it was okay. I think it established.
What'd you guys think of the sign language?
I'm not gonna say much, but I'm pretty sure a lot of the apes that you saw are going. They're like going to be recurring characters with voices in the next.
Oh well, that group of five where it like showed the movie poster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ape Avengers.
Oh, yeah,
you know exactly what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Where it's Caesar, it's the big gorilla who dies.
The orangutan.
It's the scarred faced ape who was experimented on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the orangutan. And there was one other. I think it was one. I think there was five of them.
I don't know.
It's like an older monkey.
Probably his girlfriend.
Yeah, I think so.
He like, or at least I read him as an older monkey.
Yeah,
I don't like who he first sees when
the
he goes
alpha?
In.
Alpha.
Yes.
Yeah.
That like alpha guy.
Oh, there was that guy. Yeah, the alpha guy.
Yeah,
there was
he
that
died
guy.
Though. He fell off the Golden Gate, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure because he was like leading them up the.
Did he?
And then he gets shot. And
I don't know.
You see him fall, the and apes. Then you see the orangutans underneath go. Oh shit! They killed that guy, and then he's like, "Come on!"
You understand how death-defying crossing the Golden Gate Bridge is for an ape because they can't swim.
Yes,
right, right.
I don't think anybody's swimming if they fall off of it. But
yeah, Caesar kept stopping the apes from killing humans.
Yeah,
except for the gorilla throws a guy off the bridge, and I was like, "Well, that guy's dead."
Yeah,
they were. He was. he was trying to, but he couldn't. He couldn't stop them all from.
I don't think you saw another human die. Other than that one who got thrown off the bridge.
What about the... I guess the helicopter crash?
Like, he... Well, he basically... You can't make it on without breaking a few eggs. He was trying to make sure that
there were other
didn't...
people in that helicopter other than the businessman.
Yeah, and they all
blew
up.
There were two in that helicopter. Or there were three in that helicopter at first.
I guess you kind of had to assume they died.
Yeah. You're assume they died.
Here's how I took it. Caesar doesn't want to kill people, but like I said, you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs. And he broke a few eggs, but... He tried to minimize it as best he could when you're controlling raving apes, but he tried.
He smartened them all up. He gave them all the potion in the form of just puncturing gas canisters.
Yeah. Just rolling That's them down.
Very plot convenient, these drugs, but I appreciated that they wove
they
in
all
how they got smart.
Asphyxiated and Caesar's just standing there like,
oh,
I'm not as smart as I thought.
But like I appreciate how they wove that as the reasoning that they get smart and also the further reasoning that we're going to see a decline in human population for sure in the next movie.
It made that make more sense because at the end of the
nice
70s
bow.
Version, you were like, okay, this happened in one city.
Exactly.
But the mayor does give, the governor or whatever, does give a nice speech about how it's like, this is about proving that we're not inferior. If we lose here, it's going to inspire uprisings all over the world. And I was like, okay, that actually, if you want to make that the thing, I can buy into that.
Fair enough.
You got to squash this rebellion before it spreads. Mm-hmm. All right. We've seen worse logic than that in Star Wars movies.
Yeah,
I don't necessarily
we'll be the spark.
That makes sense to me. That logic makes sense,
right?
To me.
That's I'm willing to be okay with that. Yeah. It did seem a little bit, but the scale, like you were saying, it seemed a little bit off. You were just kind of it's like the end of the world
in this
one campus
one
in California.
Yeah.
Definitely right.
But I don't know. I appreciate how that and even how they ended it with him like spreading the disease further.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty good as far as like a modern movie goes.
I thought it was pretty good too. I didn't think it was great.
I didn't love it, but
it definitely
lagged
in that middle part.
Yeah, it's sags in the middle for sure.
Yeah,
it's a little slow.
I could not give a shit about DeFranco's character and his girlfriend.
They didn't engender me at all.
Yeah.
Like I didn't like them at all.
I liked. I liked the dad obviously, and even the rescue owner. What's the guy's name?
Oh, Brian Cox.
Dad?
Yeah, Brian Cox.
He's not likable, but he's compelling.
Yes.
He's got a big screen presence.
Yes.
See, I just feel like there was no there was no attachment to any of the characters. Like it was like the action scene itself was decent at the end, but it was like, you know that some of them are going to survive, but I didn't really care at that point. Like, cause like you didn't care about the like you said, the dude and his girlfriend, even like Caesar and the rest of the apes. Like
it's hard to get attached to apes.
It is because there's no, and especially when they're not talking,
that's
right?
The problem.
Especially when they're not talking.
That's why I asked you guys about the sign language,
which was
It was a good touch.
I thought it was a clever way to have them communicate. It was a little overdone. Like, I don't think apes communicate that clearly with sign language. Right? Yeah. The ideas were very well formed.
Yes.
Which I guess for Caesar is okay, but that orangutan at points was supposed to just be an orangutan.
Yeah, if I remember right, like Coco could just, like the actual gorilla who learned sign language, don't think could use sentences. I think it was like words.
Just words. Right? Yeah, a lot of words.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The vocabulary is very impressive, but I don't think.
They had sentence structures.
She could form sentences.
Put that aside, okay? It's like a good way to get your characters to talk when they can't talk.
Yeah.
But I do think without them talking, the impact of those characters is so minimal that you don't feel them.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Caesar says the line. He says, no. Yeah. Which is, you know, I guess kind of a reference to the Escape from the Planet of the Apes, when Cornelius tells us all about how the first ape whose name was like Hodor or something.
I read this. It's Aldo.
Aldo.
Yes.
Aldo. And he said no.
That's a good Roddy McDowell, buddy.
Yeah.
That's a good impression.
Thanks. It was three words, so it was
You sounded just like
it. He said no. It's four words. Sorry, guys. Counting. But yeah, I felt like I feel like in the next movie, I'm hoping that all the apes have evolved to talking.
Yes, they are.
And we're gonna,
as far as I know,
get a little more characterization from some of these ape characters.
Yeah. Yeah. Steve Zahn plays one. I know that much.
Is the
French Stewart?
God damn it, Dave!
Is the gap between this movie? I right in reading? It's like a 4-year gap between. It's 2011, and then it was 2015.
Oh, I have no idea.
2014, I thought.
Maybe it was 14. Yeah. Maybe I read it wrong. I was gonna say because it's a long if it was 15, that's a long gap. But even 3 years when you're trying to do like a...
If you're trying to make a thing out of it.
Yeah.
They didn't film them back to back. And it's like...
Did Rise do well?
I also think like... What?
Did Rise do well?
Yeah, these did pretty well.
Yeah?
Yeah. Enough to make 3 movies, yeah.
I remember being excited about it when I saw the trailer in theaters, but not being excited enough to see them in theaters.
I remember being concerned, as I am with all remakes. Yeah.
Because you were a fan of I'd never seen the original, so I was like,
but I will say
that
this is, I think,
it's better than the 2001 version. Remember Mark Wahlberg? Do we want to talk about that again?
I tried to
expunge it already. Did we forget
already?
Can we never talk about that again? If we want to talk about a movie we watched in the past, we could talk about Robin.
No!
U.S. Air Force.
2018.
Do you guys remember he was in the Air Force?
Yeah, U.S. Air Force. Colonel, shut the fuck up.
He was going to bang that monkey.
Yeah, he was going to bang that monkey.
Yep.
The movie ended too early.
Yep.
Early enough.
Oh, dude. No, we didn't. We didn't talk about the most important part of Conquest of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh.
Which is, what's the lady monkey's name? The lady ape, Caesar's girlfriend.
Oh, like Lisa or
Lisa.
Something? Yeah, Lisa.
Right. This is the origination of the monkey bedroom eyes. Because there's that scene where they put Caesar in the same cell, and she is, as an ape, not a humanoid ape, not a talking ape, just an ape. This is how apes act. She's got, like, her skirt pulled up and is like...
It's pretty gross.
You know that old sound they used to put, like...
Like
that place.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. Yeah.
It's funny. That
so corny and so disturbing. And then Caesar looks at the camera and goes... Okay.
Yes.
He shrugs his shoulders like...
Breaks the fourth
wall. I'll bang an ape.
That's 70s. Yes. That's 1970s bullshit for you. But that ape, the female ape, Lisa, was the blonde from the previous movie, and she was also in Beneath because she was one of the mutants. She was like the only female mutant saw. She's that blonde lady.
Oh, yeah.
She's blonde in both those movies, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I can see that. Crazy. That's funny.
That they just had to add her in at the end, where she's like, "No, don't kill them," and make a speech saying, "We thought you learned your lesson."
Right, because she does.
She's the one who says
she's
no.
like a talking ape. She's like, "No."
Yeah,
but it's really awkward and not doesn't.
Yeah, and it seems like the studio just fucking forced it.
But
as far as remakes go, this one was pretty good.
Would you guys recommend both or either of these movies?
I mean.
If you're in this deep,
well, that's the thing.
I feel like you have to.
That's
I wouldn't recommend.
You certainly shouldn't watch Conquest on its own. But
if you've watched the first,
you could.
Technically, it's like there's a book that I read that is much like this, where you can watch you can read the
three
really stories
could, right.
out in different order, in the same sequence, but a different order, like 2-1-3.
Wars,
2-3-1.
Like
it's cyclical basically, and I think you can do that with the original movies, can't you? You could essentially start with this movie and watch it complete by the time you get to 4.
You could because you could treat 1-3 as prequels.
It's a paradoxal...
I guess effectively,
loop.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't really matter where you pick it up.
It's around, like.
No, that's when you sing like row, row, row your boat. Right, you start at different points.
Never mind.
You just call it an around.
No,
it's an around. I came up with this new word.
So certainly,
for circle.
No, I meant the singing. From camp, Brandon. Right, you're right. I meant the sing. I meant the singing thing.
It's an around.
Oh, from choir class.
Couldn't think of the word cycle.
God, it's a kazoo. What?
Fuck you guys.
Love you, Brandon.
All right, guys.
I was gonna get crucified for one word.
It was a great word, though.
It was.
You don't hear that. You don't reference arounds much. We should do one after. Never mind.
Row, row.
You want to start us off? I'll tell you what. We're gonna tell you what we're gonna do next week, and we're gonna finish it up with an around.
It's not even called an around.
It's called a round. We're gonna finish up with a round.
It's called round. It's
singing in the round.
We're gonna round the edges.
All right.
We're gonna go around it.
Well, I don't even know what the other ones are called. The next one is
Battle for the Planet of the Apes.
Battle.
And
Dawn? Yes, because it's Dawn and then I think War.
It's the second one in the Andy Serkis trilogy.
Yeah.
Look it up. Come on, guys. Get the internet. Don't embarrass yourselves. We'll do that, and we'll see you next week. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
Nobody asked for this. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Gently down the stream.
Row,
merrily, 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 life is but a dream. I think you're supposed to come in somewhere else, Jake, and now we're on top of it. That's our going around, guys. Keep it.
That's how you do an around.
Keep it going.
Different than around.
Around. See you next week.
God damn it.